Now, the rest of the story. He was a priest and he wanted to die. He had been the son of a wealthy French silk manufacturer, but he had chosen to become a Catholic friar among the beggars of Paris. Then came World War II and years of fighting with the underground resistance, which left him physically sick and spiritually drained. He was supposed to be a spiritual example for others. And yet, the empty victory and the endless anguish of the Paris slum left him without faith or hope or even a reason for living. And now police had routinely summoned him to one more dingy hotel, to the bedside of one more derelict who had tried to kill himself. And on the stained and stinking bed, the old man retched, anguished eyes, pleaded for pity. But the priest had none left. "How dare you," the priest demanded, "how dare you expect me to help you when my own desperation is more than I can bear?" Suddenly, in the faded eyes of the old beggar, a flicker of interest. "Father," he said, "you need help?" Suddenly, the old derelict had put aside his own torment. "Father, what? How? Let me help." And now the priest was dumbstruck. Here was this wretched shipwreck of a man, too feeble to fight for his own life, nonetheless, from somewhere finding strength to reach out to someone who might be worse off, poorer, sicker, more miserable. Now, that priest was Father Abbe Pierre, and he was never, ever to forget that night in 1945 when he rediscovered the motivation for his own earthly mission, the need to be needed. And that night was the beginning of a new commitment. And from that encounter, the frail, bearded Abbe Pierre began to bring together a legion of beggars and outcasts, the most distressed of the slums of Paris, into what he began to call the Disciples of Emmaus, a society of beggars. From amidst the refuse, rags, and garbage of Paris, they scrounged anything usable or saleable to help the poorer poor. And from that beginning has evolved a worldwide ministry of needy people helping needier people, serving first those who suffer most. Today, the Friends of Emmaus number hundreds of groups in 27 countries, including the Third World and the Forgotten Fourth World, including work camps for young people in 9 countries, including a Harlem brothel converted into a home for homeless. No rich man's charity, this. No government-subsidized giveaway, this. These are ragpickers, the soiled and the unlovely, and the sometimes despised, the halt and the lame in Rwanda, ex-convicts in Rio, elderly in Chile, orphans in Korea, lepers in India. Indeed, in Carville, Louisiana, there's a ward for lepers built by beggars. Abbe Pierre has learned never to say, "Let me help you." What he says instead is, "You are needed to help somebody more destitute, more desperate." Because one night in 1945, a would-be suicide in a Paris slum revived himself that he might rescue others. An anguished priest was inspired to reteach that lesson around the world. If our planet is yet imperfect and frequently ugly and sometimes cruel, it is surely less so than it might have been were it not for a nameless, faceless nobody who shamed a priest and changed the world. And that is the rest of the story.